Every new day is a chance to change your life. Making it happen is the key. I didn't want her to leave, but the day finally came. For months I've known my precious friend was planning to move hundreds of miles away to be near family. It was a courageous decision for sure, yet she had prayed faithfully about it and made the necessary preparations to get started in a new city with a new job and a new home. Just thinking about her taking this opportunity was both inspiring and exciting. While I was sad to see her leave, she was getting the chance to make a fresh start. She's one of a kind. Her positive words, genuine smile, and funny stories keep me going. But it's her amazing spirit and positive outlook on life that leaves a huge impact on me. She didn't know it, but she left me with valuable lessons on how to handle the most difficult people, challenging situations, everyday hurts, and disappointments. And she did it with infinite grace supplied by our Heavenly Father. Her daily walk encourages me to continually find the good in people and predicaments, regardless of what causes the problem. It was more about giving them the benefit of the doubt and less about judging them. It was the glass half full analogy that continually gives me hope. Her lessons in frugality proved I can do more with less. It's a rule she lives by because it makes life simpler. Contentment plays a huge role in our joy and happiness, and it's what Christ wants for each of us. She lives that philosophy to a T. She showed me that I should never give my struggles the power to overwhelm me, but instead focus on God and press on toward the goal. I should never compare my challenges or struggles to anyone else's because I can't pretend to know what others are up against. And finally, she encouraged me to pray about everything and anything and completely give my burdens to Him. She knows me all too well and my human tendencies to help God with a situation instead of relinquishing my cares to Him. So while my sweet friend may have moved away in the physical sense, the lessons she leaves behind are invaluable. Be kind and forgiving. This doesn't make us weak. It makes us more like Him. Look at life with a positive perspective, glass half full. Push through even the toughest of situations. Work on being content with a lot less stuff. And pray about everything and anything and always give our cares to Him. I am grateful for her friendship, her influence, and her support, but I'm even more thankful that God orchestrated this kinsmanship years ago. Her willingness to step outside of her comfort zone shows me that with every new day, we have the chance to make a new start. This journey was a huge leap of faith for her, but she didn't let the fear of the unknown stop her. Instead, she embraced it. Beginning a new journey is scary, but it can also be rewarding. I've learned that mustering a heap of courage is not of my own making, but the making of my Master and Savior. I couldn't do any of it if it wasn't a part of His plan. Perhaps you have that influential person in your life. What qualities do they embody that make a difference in your life? And has your life changed because of them? Take time to tell them. You'll be glad you did. I'll be praying for you this week. Blessings and hugs.